Dear friends, I think this gospel is probably the most straightforward, hard-hitting instruction for you and I. We don't make God do things. We don't have to convince him to do what we want him to do. Our task is to have faith. And he is already wanting to do the greatest good for us. These readings speak about hardness of heart, this closeness to God. The last couple weeks we've had these gospels where the woman with the hemorrhage says, if I just touch his clothing, I will be healed. The synagogue official comes and says, his daughter is near death. Just come and lay your hands and she will be healed. And now his hometown, the people that he grew up with, the people that knew his family, their hearts are closed. And the Son of God, the creator of all the universe, is not able to do any mighty deeds. That's a powerful statement. Our hardness of heart prevents God from doing mighty deeds. So what should we be doing? What is lack of faith? It's where we're not willing to trust that what God says is true. God says, if you want to have life, eat my flesh and drink my blood. You will have life within you. And through his church, it says that we need it at least weekly, every Sunday, or we die spiritually. Some say, well, I experience God more at the lake cabin or at the ball games, so I don't need to go every Sunday. That's kind of lack of faith. Right? Hardness of heart. A lack of belief of what God says is true. I want to share a reality that is historical, that we all know to some degree. Some of you know it better than I do. About 600 years ago was the start of the Reformation. And a few years after the Reformation started, so in the approaching the mid-1400s, the New World, remember, the New World was discovered, and so it would have been in the mid-1500s, not 1400s, so 500 years ago, sorry, 100 years off, but what's that in 2,000 years, right? So the Franciscans and the Jesuits came to the Central America and Mexico and were trying to preach the Christian faith to get converts. And over the first 15, 20 years, they maybe converted a few hundred, maybe. And then Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Blessed Mother, appeared to Juan Diego. And within 10 years, there were 9 million new Christians. If over 10 years, 9 million people joined the church, there would have to be 2,400 baptized every day. My brother and family were talking about this. And my brother said, why is that? Why doesn't that happen now? There's way more people that are unknowing of God and aren't Christian than there was even then. And my answer was, the simple answer is lack of faith. God wants to bring everybody into his church, but without faith, he cannot do that. He's not going to force against our will. The apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City transformed the hearts of the people of Central America to be open to the faith, and they entered in. We live in a world where we doubt, where we think we know more than others, and in a time where I think, not intentionally, but in doing what was easiest, we taught people to pray in a pagan way of telling God what we want him to do. Instead of us saying, God, we want you to do for us what you know is best. Help me to accept it. Help me to enter into it. That's what faith looks like. Lord, your will be done, not mine. Why do you think the prayer that Jesus taught us starts out with, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's focused on having hearts that are open to God's will, to have the faith that allows him to do mighty deeds. Brothers and sisters, this gospel is timely for us in our world. There's so many things going on that we know are not what is good for people, but it seems so big, so beyond us, that what good can my little bit do? This is a task for God to change hearts. And so let us pray that his will be done, that what he wants to happen and how he wants it to happen happens, and that we will be faithful in what we can do here and now. Listen again to this amazing phrase. So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. I hope that he's looking upon us and he's amazed at the abundance of our faith, that we want what he wants, that we give him permission to do what he knows is best, and that we are ready to enter into it. The enemy wants to scare us off that we will suffer and have struggle. But I tell you what, by not doing nothing, we will suffer more. Entering into God's will is the place of fulfillment, peace, and happiness, and freedom. That is where God is inviting us to. A life of faith in him so that he can do the mighty deeds he's wanting to do for you and I, for our brothers and sisters, for our state and our country, and for our world.